Welcome, Lev Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peor Daf Lamed Zayin in the Oizvader edition, Perek Revi, towards the beginning of Halacha Gimel. So the Gemara in the beginning of the Amud says, Shel beis nomor ayum elakti moiso im hachevel, v'restim peor mikol umen v'umen. So beis nomor, they used to take a rope and go in a straight line on the row, and used to give peor for each row. When they ended their row, they gave peor from their row. They didn't wait to the end of the entire field. Says the Gemara, Tani Abba Shol Oimer, Maskir Moisom L'Gnai, U'Maskir Moisom L'Shvach. There's some things that they did that we praise them, and some things they did that we say that they did something wrong. Maskir Moisom L'Gnai, what they did wrong was, Shayu Noisim Peyo Achat Mimeo. They give Peyo only 1 out of 100. And we said that the proper Peyo is 1 out of 60. U'Maskir Moisom L'Shvach, and what was the Shvach? That they gave it, as we said in our Mishnah, use the rope to give it for every row, so the aniv, the poor people, don't have to wait for the entire field to be harvested. They were able to go and take it at the end of each row. So the Gemara Tanya Mishnah Mishnah Mipnei Chamisho Dvorim Lo Yiten Odom Peyo Ela Besoif Sadeu. There's 5 reasons why Peyo is supposed to be at the edge of the field. After you harvest the entire field, you leave the end. And one should not leave Peyo in the middle of the field. So the Gemara now is going to give us the 5 reasons and then explain them. What are the 5 reasons? So one is, Mipnei Gezlanim, not to steal the Anim. Mipnei Bitulanim, not to cause the Anim to waste their time. Mipnei Aramoim, because of the cheaters, the liars. Mipnei Marisayim, and also because they should not look bad. Also, interesting, it's the 5th reason. It's a Pasuk. The Pasuk says that you need to leave the end of the field. So explain the Gemara. Pnei Gezlanim Ketzar, well, how does that work? Shol yire odom sasho pnuyo, v'yomer lekroi v'oni, boi v'tol lecho esapeo. He should not see, he sees nobody's coming, and then he's going to call his relative and say, come to take the pear now. So therefore we said, you leave the pear for the end of the field, so all that anim know exactly when the pear will be ready. Nibri bitu anim Ketzar, what does bitu anim mean? Shol yanim yoishu misham kol ayoim, the Anim should not be there waiting the entire day. If they're not going to know when he's going to get payo, they're going to wait the entire day to see when the Baabai is going to get payo. They should go and utilize their time better, go to other fields, and come back when this field is finished its harvest. The 3rd reason is because of the Ramoim, the cheaters. Shelo yomar kvar nasati, so the Gemara includes here 2 reasons. One is that he's not going to give it all. This Rama, he won't give it all. And he said, I gave. Someone's going to tell him, when did you get payo? Oh, it was 2 weeks ago when I started the harvest. And another reason is that he's going to look around. He's going to leave for himself all the good grain and give payo the worst thing. Here we tell him, you just give what's at the end of the field. Either good or bad, and that's how there's no cheating. Should not look bad. People should not go around and say, oh, look at this guy, he didn't leave Peyo. So that's how everybody knows Peyo is at the end of the field. When it comes to the end, every Baabayas leaves a Peyo. So the Pasuk says that you should not leave the end of the field. So that's the main place to give Peyo, is in the end of the field. Halacha da zok de Mishnah. So a goy who harvests his field and then became a Jew, he's potter from all 3 mandasanim. Leket is what falls off when you pick it up, shikicho is what was left by mistake, and peyo is the edge of the field. Why? Because the mishta, this shita, holds that you're obligating it when it grew in the field. And here when it grew, it was in the hands of a goy. When he harvested, he was not a goy anymore, he was a Jew. But the chiyu starts with the time he grows in the field. Rabbi Yudah says, by shikicho is different, because shikicho, you're obligated in shasa imur, when you bind together the stalks. So that's when he's already a yid, therefore he's obligated in shikicho. Says the Gemara, Yoyzom, what have you do? My time of the Rabbanim. Rabbi Yudah seems to say, right, shikicho depends on the time of the imur. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rav, Rabbi Chizkiah, Rabbi Yudah b'shem Shmuel, k'si v'shachachto oimer basode. So it says in the pasuk, you forget oimer in the sode. So the way Reb Chaim is goyris, it says shachach toimir, forget oimir, that's when you bind it. But soda, what does that tell you? Zu shichachas kama. That's leaving standing grain, which is still connected to the ground. And she has lo shichas kama. The one who does have shichachon is connected, meaning a yid. He has lo shichas oimir. So he also has the obligation of shichacho when it's binded. And she ain't lo shichas kama, but a goy who does not have shichas kama, because as a goy is not obligated, ain't lo shichas oimir, even though he became a Jew later. So you learn from a hekesh in the pasuk that the only one who's obligated in shichacho when you bind the stalks, it's only somebody who has shichacho when the tefuah is growing. Now the next part of the Gemara, next line, there's a big machlekes. Reb Chaim brings both. What is this Gemara referring to? One shita was the shita of the grow. Then the next Gemara is referring to a Mishnah and Dmai. Mishnah and Dmai says when you have a goy and a yid that are partners in the field, do you have over here tevel or not? Do you say the yesh breiro, and whatever the goy has belongs to him, whatever the Jew has belongs to him and is obligated? Or you say that every part of the field belongs to both, and when you have a goy who is a partner, there's no chiyuv of trubas and maestros. So now the Gemara is saying, what about peyo? So says the Gemara, Yisrael the goy shu shutofim bakamo. They're partners in the what's growing in the field. Chelko shu Yisrael chayov. Chelko shu goy potur. So whatever belongs to the Jew, eventually belongs to the Jew, is chayav and peyo. Whatever belongs to the goy is potur. That connects what we learned before. Rav Chizkiya b'shir avir miyav ha-machlekes. Rav Chizkiya says, no, it depends on the same machlekes. Do we have a maseches d'may? That according to Mandomar that you say yesh breiro, so you're right. You have also by peyo is the same thing. And according to Mandomar that says there's no breiro, and it's connected, and it's considered to be each part but it belongs to both, so also here, each part belongs to both, and they're not obligated in peyo. The Mara Pulda says that these are two different sentences that have nothing to do with each other. The first sentence is stam a statement. Yisrael v'goy shu shutovim bakamo. Chalkoy shu sol chayim, chalkoy shu koy potter. If you have a Jew and Yisrael, you say each one owns a part, and the part of the Yisrael is obligated in peyo, and the goy is potter. And with this, we conclude the sugya that we talk about till now. Now the Gemara goes on and says, Rav Chizkiya b'shir avir ha-machlekes, this line doesn't belong here, it belongs after the next Mishnah. Because the next Mishnah is going to tell us that someone who was magdish kamo and then he was poideit, is it obligated in magdish senim or not? Hegdish is poter magdish senim, and the person who redeems it is chayav. So the says Rav Chizkiya over here, it depends on the same machlekes in our Mishnah. Because when we talk about shichicho, according to Rabbanon, everything goes based on the time that's connected to the ground. So the time of connection to the ground, it was belonged to Hegdish, you're potter for everything. But according to Abiudo, that says the shichicho goes based on the time that you bundle the stalks, so then also shichicho you'll be chayuv. So that's what machlokes means. The next mishnah will depend on the machlokes of our mishnah. So we're holding Lamed Zayin with base, Aloch Hei, the mishnah says, Hegdish kamo, pado kamo. He was magdish, stalks that are connected to the ground, understanding, and then he redeemed it in the same state, chayov. Why? Because it was his before, it was his after. In the middle, belonged to Hegdish, doesn't take away the obligation of matasanim, the obligation of peyo. Omoyu podo omoyu, similar if he made an Hegdish after it was cut from the ground, and then he was poidet, chayov. But kamo podo omoyu, if when he was magdish, it was connected. Then when he redeemed it, it was disconnected from the ground. Then it's potter, because when you harvest it, that's the time of the chiyuv. So then it was poiter, and your poiter from peyo for sure, and from leket, and shericho, lechur depends on the previous mishnah machlekes, as according to Mara Pudla, so the Gemara just said before the mishnah. Similarly, when a person is magdish his fruits before he's obligated to give maaser, upedon, and then he redeemed it. Chayavim, it's chayav and meiser. Because it was his when it became chayav and meiser. Mishibo lo yinus ha-meisros upedon. If it was in his hands when it became chayav and meiser, and then he made an hegdish and redeemed it, chayavim, because it was his when it became chayav, and then it came back to be his. But hegdishama shaloi nigmiru, he was magdishem before it came to the stage of meisros. V'gemaru on a gizbar, and the gizbar, the one in charge by hegdish, he's the one who finished the fruits, brought the fruits to fruition. And then this person redeemed it. They're pturim from Maisa because when the obligation of Maisa came, which was when the grain came to the the gidul of a third, so then it belonged to Hekdesh. Says the Gemara, v'lama taniso trains him. Why did it say twice? This second part of the Mishnah is mentioned also in Maseches Chal. Why have to say it twice? Says the Gemara, v'yoyne v'chir b'shur b'leiv m'shir v'ar p'dayo, achas l'miruach v'achas l'shlish. Which means, in order for items to be chayav and meiser, it needs to get to a third of his growth, and then it needs to be smoothed out, to put it as a pile. So you have to have shlish and miruach. You have to have both in order to be chayav. The chiddush is in the both mishnayos is if it belonged to Hekdesh in one of these stages, it's potter mina meiser. And that's what the Gemara says. One to tell you that when it came to shlish, it belonged to meiser, you're potter. And one to tell you, one mishnah tell you that if it was belonged to Hekdesh at time of miruach, when you smooth it and put it as a pile, you're potter mina meiser. So now the Gemara is going to explain which mishnah tells me what. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yisi quoted Rabbo v'chavirayu and his friends. Chavir Ayam, the friend said, Achad l'miruach, achad l'shish, we just mentioned before. The one Mishnah is teaching about miruach, one Mishnah is teaching about shlish. Rabbo Mefarish, Rabbo came to explain. Bechalon, Meseches Chalo, the Mishnah talked about l'miruach, for the time of smoothing of the grain. Ubepeyon, Meseches Peyah by us, is l'shlish, to tell you when it gets to the age of a third. And the reason is, says Rabbi Chaim, because by Chalo, we're talking about, Chalo usually happens when you finish the dough, which is similar by the field when you smoothing out the grain. But Peyah is talking about when you're still doing things that are still connected to the ground. So that's where the Chiddush of Shlish is mentioned. So we have two Mishnayim, Seches Chal and Seches Peyah, to tell you that if Hekdesh owns the fruits either in the time of Shlish or in the time of Miruach, they're potter mina meiser, even though he redeemed it afterwards. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Peyah, Daf Lamed Zayin.